One of the Torran drones got her. Her ancillary crafts continued the attack, but it was a rout. One fighter and three drones fled the battle at maximum acceleration and were not pursued. We watched them with morbid interest while the enemy cruiser inched back to do battle with us. The fighter was headed back for Sada 138 to escape. Nobody blamed them. In fact, we sent them a farewell good luck message. They didn't respond, naturally, being zipped up in the tanks. But it would be recorded. It took the enemy 5 days to get back to the planet and be comfortably ensconced in a stationary orbit on the other side. We settled in for the inevitable first phase of the attack, which would be aerial and totally automated, their drones against our lasers. I put a force of 50 men and women inside the stasis field, in case one of the drones got through. An empty gesture, really. The enemy could just stand by and wait for them to turn off the field, fry them the second it flickered out. Charlie had a weird idea that I almost went for. We could booby-trap the place. What do you mean? I said. This place is booby-trapped, out to 25 clicks. No, not the mines and such. I mean the base itself, here, underground. Go on. There are 2 Nova bombs in that fighter. He pointed at the stasis field through a couple of 100 meters of rock. We can roll them down here, booby-trap them, then hide everybody in the stasis field, and wait. In a way, it was tempting. It would relieve me from any responsibility for decision-making, leave everything up to chance. I don't think it would work, Charlie. He seemed hurt. Sure it would. No, look, for it to work, you have to get every single Torran inside the kill radius before it goes off. But they wouldn't all come charging in here once they breached our defenses. Least of all, if the place seemed deserted. They'd suspect something, send in an advance party. And after the advance party set off the bombs, we'd be back where we started, yeah. Minus the base, sorry. I shrugged. It was an idea. Keep thinking, Charlie. I turned my attention back to the display where the lopsided space war was in progress. Logically enough, the enemy wanted to knock out that one fighter overhead before he started to work on us. About all we could do was watch the red dots crawl around the planet and try to score. So far, the pilot had managed to knock out all the drones. The enemy hadn't sent any fighters after him, yet.